John McLaughlin with the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for Monday, January 10th. Support for this podcast provided by New Pioneer Food Co-op, celebrating 50 years as Eastern Iowa's source for locally and responsibly sourced groceries with stores in Iowa City, Coralville, and Cedar Rapids, and online through Co-op Cart at newpi.coop. According to the National Weather Service, we can expect a sunny day in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 13. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 15. Winds from the north, 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Then tonight, clear with a low around minus 4. A correctional officer was transported to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics after he was assaulted by an inmate Friday evening at the Iowa State Penitentiary in Fort Madison, according to an Iowa Department of Corrections news release. The inmate approached the officer at his post, and soon after, the inmate began assaulting the officer. Nearby staff responded to an alert and restrained the inmate. The officer was taken by a department vehicle to a hospital and later transferred to UIHC in Iowa City for examination and observation. According to the release, the inmate was not injured. The penitentiary has been placed on modified restricted movement, and the Department of Corrections is continuing to investigate the incident. In women's basketball, the 22nd-ranked Hawkeyes defeated Nebraska 95-86 in a fast-paced Big Ten women's basketball game in Lincoln Sunday afternoon. Iowa entered the game shooting 29% from three-point range this season, but McKenna Warnock spearheaded an 11-for-19 long-distance barrage Sunday. The Hawkeyes led for virtually the entire game. The Hawkeyes play at Purdue on Thursday, then meet Nebraska again next Sunday at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.